Hey, JB.
What's up?
Don't stop.
Keep pouring?
Keep pouring, my friend.
At 6 o'clock sharp, he's pissing in the bed. Dude.
What a way to start this podcast off right there. And here, I think I'm going to leave that part in too, by the way, of someone pissing in your bed.
That's cool, dude.
People, welcome to another edition here of The Last Drop. I'm your godfather of whiskey writing. I'm JB, and I got a group of people in here with me today. I got two dogs. I got a dude and his girlfriend up there, whatever. I got another dude.
A couple cats.
Yeah, I got some cats or whatever. I got some shitty liquor stores nearby. Got a little bit of everything. Welcome back, Jeff.
Welcome back.
Retake.
Yeah. Nice. That wasn't creepy at all. Yeah. Go ahead, everybody. Introduce yourselves or whatever, because, you know, I don't know what you like to be called around here, you know. I know what everybody likes to call you.
What?
Yeah. Oh, is that Nathan? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I really want to talk to your friend.
Only if they're from Japan.
It's different because, oh shit.
My mouth waters?
Yeah, you make my mouth wash.
Wow.
I assume it meant water.
It's a completely different name wash than what most women give me. They always say, hey, you behind the bushes. I'd be like, oh shit, I'm spotted.
Jesus, that's pretty good.
Yeah, I got my MGP guy over here. Got Chris over here.
Chris, MGP.
Yeah.
They call him the nose.
The nose.
You can smell it.
You got some nose and some bullshit.
Sniff it out.
Make
we got Yoda himself here. Got Yoda, Whiskey Walker.
The man.
Oh, yeah. Man. Making purchases.
The legend.
Man.
Where's that Booker's Rye at, God damn it?
You gotta make it happen for me.
I wasn't talking to you. I was saying in general.
If you gotta leave, let me know.
I'm listening to someone. I know someone's listening, and I know where's that Booker's Rye at, motherfucker, okay? Yeah, so I this is the first time ever that the five of us have ever been in a room together.
That's right.
Wow.
Oh, geez.
It's only been a couple years.
Yeah.
Has it been a couple years now? How many years has it been? Three years, right? I think
three years. None of us in the same room all together.
Dude, like two.
I thought you guys were the same person for a long time. You say you're two different accounts, but you're never in the same room, so.
It's funny because I thought you two were the same because I'd never seen you before. So I was like, huh. Yeah. I was like, they're both about the same. And then I met you in January and I was like, oh, okay, they are the same. Yeah, so you said the OGs. Yeah, we were the original OGs of a lot of groups, per se.
Yeah.
It was the five of us, or whatever.
Responded to a lot of other things, but no, we're the originals.
Yeah. We're the OGs of.
I hate to say that, but yeah.
The OGs of whiskey on Instagram, all right?
We should start an account.
We invented bourbon.
Yeah.
Why would sign into your guys' DMs separately about that shit that was hitting stores in L.A.? It was like, barrel proof, and then like hit you up for like a birthday.
Yeah, dude, yeah. We used to talk about
like a birthday
whole
bourbon. Like
level
I found it for $150.
Whiskey.
Yeah,
and then like I saw one of your pictures like coincided, or you guys told me the same shit from the same shop or something. I was like, wait, you guys know each other?
And he added me to a group. He's like, hey, you should be in this group.
Yeah.
And like I'd see him like, dude, what the fuck is up with Whiskey Walker? Like, what does he do? How do you get these bottles?
No one, people still don't know.
I don't even know, dude.
He doesn't even know. We don't know.
He was just like, oh, dude, I talked to that guy. I was like, you do? He's like, yeah, you know, we talked about.
I know him.
Were you like, the one who had the tip to bend him? In Saltel area, or
LA? That was someone else.
That was someone else.
Yeah. We won't mention that. Person.
But
we can mention that person. It's
but
fine.
I think the first time I saw Chris's account, I was like, damn, this dude is an expert bourbon hunter. Because
what?
I saw the post.
Shit.
We won't think.
Everyone asks what you think.
Hey, wait.
No.
Did your opinion change after today?
It changed for me.
It
changed out my spots. Check out my spots.
The first photo, because when we first started talking, that's when Al Young came out.
Oh, that's right.
And
I
saw
too.
I saw this post. of Chris's where he was looking at this BevMo glass case. They had Al Young's like 2-3 deep.
Oh,
and
fuck.
I'm like, fuck, this dude's got the hook. I got BevMo.
How many did you buy, Chris?
I was only an expert bourbon hunter at the time because I was unemployed.
So you didn't buy
I had
one.
All the time in the world at this
and
point
you
didn't in
time.
One. I was unemployed.
I had no money. I don't even remember how mean.
Did you say it was like partially gifted to?
I remember
to like buy a girlfriend or something.
No, like, I think she pitched in a couple bucks.
Yeah,
just
I thought you said
make me feel better about it.
What?
Because that's like, I'm gonna be in bed.
When I first started buying a $150 bottle of whiskey was. It was expensive.
Yeah.
Like, nobody did that.
Nobody
did that. Pay $150.
I would go to High Times and I was like, oh, dude.
You walk by that case and you're just like, oh my God.
My ceiling kept raising.
Yeah.
Rising.
50 bucks. Now at 300, I'm like, all right, let's open it.
300, sure.
Let's open it.
Yeah. It's like, 400 is pushing it. I don't know.
Dude, we were just talking about a Booker's Rye earlier today.
I was like, 450.
Let's pop that. Let's pop that right now, dude.
I don't even remember how me and you first interacted or whatever, Whiskey Walker. I remember the first time I met you, though, is you came to Sony's office. And
yes,
you sold me a Cavalon and
it was a trade. It was,
I bought you the Weller Antique.
Yes.
Yeah, I got you the Weller. That's how we started talking. We talked about Weller Antique.
We did a trade in Century City.
Yeah. And it was the Antique 107, and you brought a Cavalon and the St. George Ballers.
The Baller, yeah, that's right. Dude,
that's how I met.
Yeah.
Like, in person.
Dude,
what, was it the little sample?
Dude, I think
was
I've gotten everybody here.
I know what you Baller. Are you employed by them? Like, St. George has you on the payroll?
I think that's
well,
same
man,
week,
man.
Too.
Was this the sample of the ex-bourbon cat? Like, the little sample? You probably just came back from Japan or something.
No.
From
Taiwan. Yeah, dude.
He did just got back from Taiwan. I think I was on my way to Taiwan or whatever. And
yeah.
I think that weekend I found one at a BevMo in Laguna or whatever and for like 50 bucks or whatever and like drove out there after I reserved it and bought it too. And I was like, oh, I got two of these things.
Yeah.
And then next you know, he added me to the group or whatever. And then I met this crazy fucker over here and realized, oh, me and him have a lot more in common than I thought or whatever and stuff. Wow. The angry one over here.
Beginning the end.
Then I found out this motherfucker lives right down the street from me or whatever.
That's right.
Yeah. But
you've been outside my window ever since?
Hey, man, I'll never leave that window or whatever. When I see you with that fucking curling iron or whatever and shit, and you
curling iron?
Yeah, curling iron. And you're about to, like, and you're pumping iron with it, and you're about to do your hair at the same time. Like,
I think I get that volume.
Shit, dude. And then when you finally invited me into your house, and I got the fill in that bathroom rug.
You showed up first. You're already there.
Yeah, I do. That's true. I did.
I'm here now.
We start with some freaking like hoosh, like something like white.
Oh yeah.
You oh fuck. You brought that dude's your uncle. Your uncle had this shit. Moonshine.
I bought moonshine. No,
was
it
like
my,
a mace,
it was
mason?
So my dad's friend was in prison.
Sketchy-ass mason.
Dad's friend was in prison. He made homemade moonshine. And I was like,
wait, that was from prison?
Yeah, it was from prison. And,
Is
this
no
legal
way.
Telling story? Anyway.
He's like, you might go blind. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know what's in that batch or whatever. He told me it's a stronger batch or whatever because it kicks in like hours later or whatever. And I was like, I guess that's very true then because you will be eating pancakes at a certain place later on.
Yeah,
and
you'll leave.
So we had that first, and then I remember you brought out that Glenmorangie 12 La Santé that tastes like crap. And you was like, who wants this, whatever, and I think Jeff probably sipped it and was
I
like,
I didn't.
Oh.
I think I tried to get
I was just sad. Because
I was just sad.
You opened that
dude,
for
was,
all the viewers, or not the viewers, for all the listeners, there was this special bottle that Jermaine brought out.
I literally just
the
came
the Whiskey Godfather, and said he got it out of the back of a truck from...
It was like a Prius.
Was it a
and
politician?
And it wasn't Taiwan. It was Taiwan. So
it was a politician, right? That sold it to you?
He worked for the government.
Government.
Politician's hustling whiskey at the back of his truck.
What kind of politician is that?
He reported to us, and he was so excited.
Yeah. Because I knew you wouldn't like it. That's why I was just like,
no. I had high hopes.
You know what? You keep telling Nathan this, though, and like, ah, you're hyping it up so much, Nathan.
I wanted you to bring
it. But when he has it, he's just going to be like... Yeah, it's just whatever. Because, like, you've been hyping it up for Nathan so much now.
It's not just
like, I'm excited.
Nathan's like, I gotta drink this now, whatever.
You got
it,
dude.
Dude, we missed Nathan that one night. What were you doing? Like, OC Fair or something?
It was my birthday. It was my birthday.
You were doing some, like,
you didn't want to hang out with your godfather, dude.
It was my birthday.
You didn't want to hang out with the OGs that night?
The street fair.
The street fair, that's right.
I fucked up, and I went with Kyle, our friend.
You ain't the only one, baby.
Someone like Carlin Kyle wanted to take you out for your birthday.
We stole a golf cart at Chapman College.
That's right.
Oh, wow.
They ditched me to go home.
Yeah.
There
you go.
Okay. To clear that story up, we were trying to go eat to sober up, and Jermaine goes, hey, guys, I got to use the restroom.
It was like the third time he had bounced.
30 minutes later, we're sitting there with his pancakes just sitting there.
As my friends,
and Chris is like,
yeah,
he ain't coming back. So we're just going to cut back. We head back. Next thing you know, he texts us like, who are you guys at?
No, y'all text me. Yo, we back at Chris's house. I was like, okay.
I don't even know how you found the place.
I don't know it either.
Dude, taking it back, what was that place we went?
We went to St. Seconds first, and then we went to Archibald's.
Archibald's.
Yeah, that
is that the fast food joint?
But you were there at
the
very
corner?
End,
yeah.
I thought, because
dude, that
when
place
we left.
You only go there if you're fucked up.
Dude, the guy came out,
that
he's like,
amazing.
What did he say?
No,
he's like, next time you want to get the water cup and get fucking fruit punch? What did he say?
Me and Jeff, we just talked about this. He said it wasn't fruit punch. He said it was something else. He said it was another drink.
It was something else.
I forgot what it was now because we talked about this 2 months ago.
I can't believe he called us out on that. I was like, we didn't do that.
I had water in my water cup. But I was like,
too.
Fuck you,
oh,
dude.
Shit.
I have water.
He thought we were stealing
like soda
or some shit. Yeah.
Well, where did you get the fruit punch at, though? Because like, he has a quarter fruit punch, right? Because the drink things are on the back of his... Thing,
no,
right?
It's on the front.
It's in the front. Oh,
shit. We went behind the counter.
Was you? How was it me? I vanished. Well, I vanished, and then all of a sudden, oh, you got the fruit punch. It's like, so I came back miraculously and just got fruit punch? Like, after you guys already left, even though you know the story? Like, how does that make sense?
Dude, I was, like, super confused, and then I saw a water cup later with some, like, fucking fruit punch.
So we were, like on the ground or something.
No, was it at our table?
Yes. I don't know.
No, see, you didn't even know it was at our table.
Did you have any?
No, we didn't get... Me and Jeff didn't have drinks. Maybe one of ours came with a drink. Maybe mine did. But I didn't get anything.
In a water cup? That was...
Oh, that would be stupid.
Red?
Or whatever. No. I was saying, because I did get like a breakfast platter combo or whatever. I was like, yeah, this is going down. And then I got distracted. Something walked
in the window.
Yeah,
you said you had to... Oh, you were going to go pee like behind the dumpster or something.
Yeah.
You disappeared.
I remember
you
Jeff
went to
was
Legends.
Like, there's a bathroom right there or whatever. And I was like, I know, Jeff. I just got to go. I got to go really bad right now, whatever. I might have went next door. I wanted to see the environment. I didn't ever say where I was going to go take a piss. I just saw something that caught my attention through the big windows that they had. And it walked by. And I wanted to go see. I was like, oh, what is that fine establishment they're heading to? I wanted to see. Forgetting that you guys were there for a moment, whatever, you know, blacked out just a little bit, only to get a text from either Jeff or him, I don't really remember, and just said, hey, we're back at Chris's place, and I'm like, well, damn,
fast-forwarding back to Chris's place, Jermaine shows up.
He's only been there once.
Chris was like,
once.
He shows up, door.
Like, we're hanging out,
an hour and a half later,
yes, we're hanging out on the couches, and then Jermaine goes, yo, I gotta use the bathroom, again. He goes in the bathroom.
Well,
closes
you,
the
I
door.
I went to the bathroom the first time, so this time I really had to go.
Sure.
30 minutes later, Chris comes to me and Henry's like, "Yo,
this fool's not getting out.
Why is he still in the bathroom? My girl's coming home.
It was probably longer than that.
I don't even remember what time it was at this point.
I kept knocking and like trying to get an answer, and it'd be like silence.
Chris, you were like, a dead black man in your bathroom. He's like, oh my god, is he shooting heroin in there or something like that? Don't worry. What had happened was, I might have been just rubbing your little rug you had there for a little bit, and put myself to sleep, you know. Took a little nap, right after a little stroke, and then I realized when I woke up and I heard you, I was just like, damn, why are you waking me up? Shit, I'm having a good time. I'm ready to go again. Let's go. I get out. These two are already gone. I'm laying. Chris like,
it was like 4 in the morning. Sun was rising.
It's only like 6:10. Like,
yeah,
oh, yeah. Like 6:10 in the morning. Chris was in his PJs. He looked sexy, flexy ass in there or whatever. So he looked good. You know, he was flexing. Even with like the the pajamas had like no sleeves on it. It was like a Christmas sleeve. Damn, it had no sleeves. And you can tell he tore them off with his bare hands. And shit. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
WWF. Like,
yeah.
Just right down the middle.
Triple H.
His chick came out and was like, is he gonna come in or what now? Whatever. What's going on here? I was just like, huh? I was like, and then Chris was like, you gotta leave, man. I was like, oh. Sorry,
it's like 30, 45 minutes after you guys left.
Yeah. Like, it was probably like an hour and a half. You'd just be modest, but still. Yeah.
Just double whatever I said.
I was ready to start it again. I was like, where'd they go? I was like, they left already?
And on the other front, Nate is stealing a golf cart.
Yeah, well, I wasn't with you
guys. Probably at the same time.
Yeah, exactly. We were in...
This is why me and Nate never met each other. So,
Did you hop a fence and die?
Or was it like Kyle? Both of us.
His sister fell off the cart.
She fell off the cart. Yeah, we were at Chapman, and we were drunk as the street fair in the circle. And we had to walk through Chapman campus to get back to his house. And we saw like a security golf cart. I'm like, oh, shit, let's steal this thing. And obviously. It's not running. So we're like, oh, okay.
Why would you do that, right? It's 25 years old. Yeah. You know, might as well, right?
At the time, I shaved my beard, so I had a mustache only. I was like, this is a new me. So
did you steal the golf cart while riding that dog?
Not yet.
Ah.
Like this year. Not yet.
Ride that motherfucker like, let's get it, boy, let's get it, you know?
And chase it down. But the golf cart next to it had the keys in.
Nice.
And I was like, I do believe in God, and this is a sign.
Yeah.
We hopped in the golf cart.
Just take the wheel.
We took it off, and his sister hopped in the back, and then she ended up falling off, like badly injuring her heel.
Wow.
But we didn't notice that.
And, shit.
And then we just had a good time, and like we kind of crashed it on a hill, and then ditched.
Kind of.
Nice. And then,
were you on a golf course or
no? We were in the campus
university.
Oh, just so campus. Campus.
Yeah, security. Yeah. Like they
you
have golf courts.
We were talking about it synonymously the next day or whatever. We was like, we had two fucked up stories to share.
Yeah.
I
have a video of it still. I'll show it to you. But
gotta see it.
I would love to have done that.
It's fun.
That would have been fun.
And then we ended up like hopping over this fence to like get into his place and I just ate shit. But yeah, it was fun.
That meetup was random though too, because I was just selling a bottle to Henry. We wasn't expecting Jeff and Chris had just offered. Chris had just offered to come over this place.
Yeah.
He was like, "Wait, what?"
It was like 2017, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. It was
I remember that night because Henry's at my place and he kind of twisted my arm. He's like, "Nah, Jeff, just go." I was like, "Nah, I don't want to go." And he's like, "No, just go." I go, "Where are we going?" Chris's house. Like, where is it?
Oh, and I made you drive too.
Yeah.
I'm just going. Let you drive.
I was like, "Long." And then when we came back. It was like this huge ass accident on the freeway, and Henry's like, slow down, I want to see this.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Right.
Someone died. There's a golf cart in the
crash. He was like, yo, Henry is like violent as fuck when he's drunk, whatever. He's like, yo, slow down, I want to see this. Yo,
like fire and shit. We were like, what is going on in this freeway?
He was like, Henry was like rocking back, like, yeah.
I was like, caught on fire on the way home. Like, on fire. We're like, what?
I just remember, like, we were talking for such a long time. I'm like, we have to meet up. And then finally, I was like, all right, we're going to do it. I'm like, when is it? Like, August 31st. Like, my birthday. That's the one day of the year.
To be fair on that one, like I said, it was, like, it was random as fuck.
It was supposed to be
me and him meeting or whatever. Yeah. Like, I never met Chris and Jeff before. Whatever. We were just going to meet because I was going to give him a Yami limited edition 2017.
Flexing just.
And I had to. And, you know, for the watches. And, fuck watches. Anyway. And then Chris,
Rolexes in particular.
Yeah.
I can't stand cheap ass Rolexes, by the way, whatever.
Rolexes are great.
I wish I had one right now. Step that little motherfucker out. Bug, whatever.
It's like a status symbol.
How do you feel about them on?
Yeah.
Oh, on that
the shaft?
You know, only thing I want on my shaft is a mouth. I mean, you know. anything like metal or anything like that, that doesn't go together. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Braces. Braces.
Well, I don't mind that so much, whatever, because that means she's a pro. She doesn't get it snagged up.
I don't know what that means. That's too much
slang. You know,
how do you feel about retainers?
Too much.
How do I feel about, what was that now?
Retainers.
Retainers? Hey, man, the sloppier the better, you know? I mean,
all right.
Man, we're getting deep in these questions. I'm going to be interviewing you guys. What's going on right now?
This is called the last drop,
yeah.
but we didn't even talk about what we're drinking right
now.
Would Jermaine talk about what's on the table?
Yeah, aren't you glad you came out that night, though?
We just keep hitting bottles and making it sound like we're drinking.
Jermaine, can you please tell everybody what's on the fucking table right now?
Well, the whole Redbreast family is there.
Also, by the way, if there's a number, just increase by 5 to 10.
Okay, good. So, the Weller 15 is here.
I think we got a 15-year wax top.
What if the corner is all MGP?
It's like a white wax.
I think that's Willet 21. Nobody has that one neither. Gift of the Gods is over there.
Gift of the Gods.
It's right behind Henry. You can't miss him. That's a new one as well. Whatever people like, nothing but exclusive new stuff here. Whatever. There's some whistle pigs there. Special to canners. You know, nothing special. I think it's the 50-year-old. There's three of them. Wow, three of them. It's incredible right there. There's a Willet with a sexy little bow tie on it. I think somebody fucked Minnie Mouse for that one. It was you, wasn't it, Chris?
A cock ring.
Oh, nice. Hold on. Let me get a whiff of that, man.
Cheddar?
Oh, damn, dude. You braid your ball hair with that.
It's a weeder.
Nice.
It's a weeder. Yeah.
It's got OG status written all over it. I smell it.
It's sweet.
Yeah, it is, whatever. I think you should put it in your hair, you know? That could be like, instead of wearing roses in our pockets, whatever, for OG status, wear those.
Corsage.
Hell yeah.
Yo, I'll take a massage.
Oh, in the pocket.
In the pocket, side, whatever you may be, whatever you want, whatever stuff. Flare. So, yeah. Is that a certain video of domination?
Oh,
I would love to find out.
We're on that now.
Do you think they would catch on?
Do you think we're good? Speaking of Mickey.
Yeah. Speaking of Mickey.
What? You know, the mouse.
That's a good transition.
The mouse club. Jeff, why do you have a headache now? We didn't say anything, Jeff. God, calm down over there.
It's throbbing over there.
Yeah. Look,
I'm not trying to be a princess right now. Let's calm down.
Don't be. The only princesses in here are cocaine princesses, baby. Okay, that's it. Whatever, you know. And we call them cigars here on the last drop. That way, we don't get into any legal trouble.
Nate, finish up that Elijah Craig.
Battle. No.
What is everybody drinking right about now?
I am.
What should look? We should all.
That's a good question.
We should
do something different right now.
I am.
Nate, you're home. You should drink.
I'm gonna have the. If you don't mind.
Yeah, do it.
The Parker's Wheat.
I'm gonna 13. Do a little red breast here.
Oh, the 21.
For the 21.
You gotta add 5 to 10.
26.
Oh, it's like a 60-year-old.
Five to 10, 60.
Special reserve.
Yeah. Special reserve, single pot, cash drink. 20.
Single pot.
Yeah.
Could maybe do multiple pots.
Single pot.
Yeah. It's all about that. What about you, Jeff? What are you gonna be having, Mr. Angry Asian guy over there?
I'm gonna chill for a little bit because I'm like.
What the fuck? You know what we're talking about? Let's talk about the drink, Jeff.
Hey. You gotta rewind that the tape, like,
dude.
30 seconds. Nathan, finish that Elijah Craig.
And then now you're like,
I'm good. I want something.
You gotta at least fake it.
I'm gonna fake it.
Pretend you're drinking something.
You know what? I'm looking at this smooth Ambler rye.
10-year.
10-year special edition.
Just getting nervous.
112. Full blend.
112. Full blend.
I already had that one. I haven't had the EC yet, so I'll go with Elijah Craig.
Have you had these?
You know, I haven't had the whisper.
Bro, what the fuck?
No, give him the Elijah Craig.
No, no, I want
I want him to pass out.
Yeah, you going to pass? What the
try
fuck?
Try that shit.
You gonna pass
have you
out.
Had MGP ride?
Like, yeah, I've had MGP.
13 and a half.
This Parker's Wheat
when you left
is
your house
my favorite by far.
I went inside, whatever.
That's every day
like,
now.
If this was my first whiskey, I'd still like
don't
it.
Tell everyone.
It's still like, it's easy. It's like, oh, sweet, caramel, nice.
You want some of that?
Making it a hard sell for
really
me.
Nice, smooth hand.
Oh, yeah. No, man, this tastes like
shit. Now it's on the record that you said you're going to sell it, so it's fine. I'll rewind it.
That's good, dude.
This is pretty good.
The red breast?
Yeah.
Jeff had that.
It's really smooth. I don't taste
it. Is it whiskey of the year, though? What did it get, like, number?
Is it whiskey of the year?
Is it third place?
It always gets Irish whiskey of the year. So.
Irish, but yeah. Doesn't it get, like, third place and, like, just...
What Irish whiskeys are out there?
Not that the rankings mean anything.
Jameson,
Middleton.
Middleton
Jameson,
is up there. Redbreast comes from Middleton. Bro. Don't forget the famous, you'll get you knocked out if you don't drink it proper 12.
That's right.
Yeah.
Wasn't it William LaRue and then Handy and then Redbreast 21?
Yeah. Redbreast 21, yeah.
Something like that.
So what
that's why the prices on Handy last year were just flip-flopped.
What are you drinking again, Chris?
For the first year ever, George T. Stagg was cheaper than Thomas Kennedy.
I
just finished the
Weller. Okay, your glass is looking dry over there. And
well, that's because I'm drinking out of it.
You know what? Oh, damn shit.
He took the last drop.
You
I took the last
guy?
Drop.
Yeah.
I'll last drop you. Oh, yeah. I was talking about fighting, though.
Only if you kicked my balls first, dude.
Hey, man. If you like them being stomped on after the video you just watched, then hey, I'm
all hold that glass of whiskey and kick it.
Yeah. Just be like, here you go. Look at Jeff. He's like sitting back. He's like, I want no part of this conversation. He's like, oh,
my God. Jeff,
your name has already been thrown out there, so you're fucked either way.
On the record, I'm down. Not for that, but for other stuff.
On the record?
On the record.
Yeah. For being kicked in the balls. I'm down for watching. That so
yeah,
I'd love to watch that. Dude, whatever. I feel sorry for you. Whatever.
Man. Not for the ball kicking.
Henry, who are you texting right now?
Oh,
who are you doing?
I'm not texting anyone right now.
Making some deals.
Google searching.
If I was your wife, I'd be your iPhone in your pocket.
I want to talk about some funny messages.
Oh, Henry, did you?
Shit, all right.
Henry, did you use those hotlines?
Let's compare.
Let's read your.
Let me set the table real fast. There's a person on Instagram.
All right, let's talk about the person on Instagram.
Here we go.
And we get similar messages. From this person.
Let's see.
So we're gonna read a few of these messages and see, you know.
Now set up the concept here, Jeff. The concept of this, these dirty messages that they're about to read.
Not dirty.
They're actually pretty innocent.
You think she can read?
Sorry. If this was a guy doing this, this would not be innocent.
You think
at
she
all.
Can? No, no. So there's a term on Instagram when someone slips into your DMs.
Yeah, it's called JB.
So what does that mean?
There's a particular follower that slips into Nate and Whiskey Walker's DM.
To be fair,
what are they called?
They have a thing for Nate.
Yes.
Oh,
who doesn't, really?
Well, I mean, you look at him, you just see it, you're just like, wow, what's okay.
Up? Y'all mind if I sit with you while I'm with my ears?
We're doing a podcast right now.
Join in, whatever stuff.
Join in with us.
My roommate, George,
go ahead, pull up a glass and have a drink with us right now.
Yeah. Here's a glass
okay,
right here.
Okay, so I know nothing. Will you give me the 30,000-foot view of whiskey?
So anyway, like we were talking about. Wait a minute, anyway.
Do you have a glass?
Glenn? Yeah, there you go.
No, dude,
it's fine.
I'll get a Glen.
Get him a Glen. Let's do it. What was the last thing you drank? What was the last thing you drank?
I had an Oktoberfest beer.
Really?
Okay.
You know, do you drink hard?
Let me go show you the door real quick.
You could either do the turkey or you could do a 90.
Dude, the turkey's probably pretty good.
Do the turkey, yeah.
Do the turkey. It's 80, so I'm like... I don't want you to look at me like I tried to destroy you.
Or red dress.
I'm about to say she's giving a loose style. She's probably giving a loose style.
Choice is just straight to 12.
The 12 doesn't matter.
So like, what's a rye? What's a peat? I hear you guys saying all these words.
Jeff loves a peat.
We actually don't tell anybody the answers. We just ask questions.
Yeah.
No one knows. We just ask more questions.
I got unlocked and loaded right here.
All right.
Let's go ahead.
So there's a person.
You go first, Nathan.
All right. So there's a person on Instagram who's been messaging myself and Whiskey Walker similar messages. I'll start off with one.
Fine.
Not only is she thirsty, it's me.
She's hungry.
So I posted.
Nobody's never hungry for me. I don't get it.
She'll do a lot of I'll post like pictures of like brisket or food I make. Here you go. So this one's pretty deep, you know.
Alright, we'll start.
Definitely be happiest woman if I was your girlfriend because you know many good foods.
Oh shit.
Not bad, right? Okay.
True statement.
Before we go on to the next one, anybody has a comment on that basically?
I concur.
Says you have good food, is she talking about your dick?
No. Okay. But she does say is that cheese? I'm a cheese lover. That is.
Is that a metaphor too?
That's a little extreme right there.
The next one is, OMG, why do you always make my mouth wash? Very much.
That might be my favorite message.
You should have responded back to that and said, because I got the dishwasher, baby. You know?
That's why. I said, haha, thanks.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Henry, show us off one real quick.
Alright.
Give us a good one.
Alright.
I think I missed some of these the first time, too. So.
Sometime, I imagine, and I'm reading verbatim.
people, this is not them not knowing how to read.
Sometime, I imagine that if I was your wife, and I'll definitely be excited. End of message.
Now, before you go on, if the roles were reversed here, we were a bunch of chicks, whatever, we'd be like, oh my god, that's creepy. What a scary shit, whatever. I guess guys do get this too, just not me. It's cool. That's fine. No judges.
Then we go on. A few more stories come in. She responds. She says, I know I was bad girl, not like you. Laughing emoji.
You were bad girl.
I know I was bad girl, not like I don't even know what that means.
Because you were a bad girl, dude.
And then,
she said, "Bad girl, bad girl to her."
Dude, I was a bad girl.
So was Nathan a bad girl to her? Like, did you get all dressed up for her, Nathan, to be bad? Or?
I don't know.
Did you stomp her balls?
Oh, Mickey.
Wow.
Getting a little close there. Getting a little close.
Yo, the name's gonna get dropped soon.
It's gonna,
dude, you're gonna drop it.
I'm not gonna lie, I'm gonna slip to say it. At least twice. don't worry, Jeff. Henry, throw us up with another one. Come on, give us a good one. Come on.
All right,
give us some good ones.
I said this one earlier, but
this is the same person.
You know what I always wish. I could be your iPhone. Because I'll be able to travel in the world with you.
That's a good one.
What
do you think of that?
I would use that. You know what? I'm going out tonight. I'm going to try that.
Oh my god, dude.
I wish that was your iPhone.
You got a text
in your pack.
Please tell Nathan the story about that, too. I'm going to know the response to this right away.
Repeat it for me. All right. If I was your
you
iPhone,
screenshot that
I wish I was your iPhone because then I would get to travel the world with you.
You gotta speak it in the broken English, too.
Yeah.
You know what I always wish? I could be your iPhone. And then separate message. Because I'll be able to travel in the world with you.
Yo, I'm gonna hit him with the three-liner. I'm gonna drop that ball. I'm gonna let you know how it goes.
He's about to go right now. He's like, I got
this to you guys.
While it's fresh. I gotta do this right now.
Get it while it's fresh.
There, brother.
Wait, where's he going?
He's about to go drop that line right now.
He's dropped the line.
He's leaving.
I thought he was drinking one.
No, he just wanted a drink and he was like, I'm going out tonight.
Oh! Dude, he's already got in his Uber and he's on. Yeah. I thought he was doing the podcast.
Oh, all right.
He finished his line.
He went to the last drop,
yeah,
guys.
Dude, the last drop.
Yeah, I'd be George. Let me pull up that.
Yeah, pull that message up real quick before we move on here and just start talking more about, more shit about people.
All right, I'll find it. I cooked some ribs. I think some beef back ribs or something.
Yeah.
And she responded. Let's see if I can find this.
She clearly wanted your baby back ribs.
I don't know about baby, but whatever. Let's see.
Don't get hostile now. Come on now. Man. Jesus. Chris is sitting right next to you. I'll have him throw you. Yeah. Got me? Thank you, brother. Because my back hurts right now, so I can't be like,
are we live again?
People here.
We're live again.
All right, she said, will you make that rib for me when I LA? And I said,
it's a verb now.
I said,
will I McRib you for that in LA?
That's what I heard.
Will you McRib?
McRib.
Make.
McRib.
Wow. McRib.
I like Mick.
How did she know it was McRib season right now? How did she know that?
How did she know the McRib was back?
How did she know from across
Japan.
The world?
Wow.
I said, LOL, okay. She said, thank you, Mr. Good Boy. To which I did not reply. Then she asked,
why not?
Do you like?
Yeah, why not?
Do you like cook?
Yeah.
When I said, yeah, she said, I love it too. I can only cook at home. I like to cook pasta since I am noodle lover.
Noodle this dick.
And then that's kind of where it died off. But we have some good banter.
You know, the thing about that story and me saying noodle the dick, because everybody's going to think, Jesus, all they talk about is like,
okay, you know what?
Dick wet.
Let's do an experiment right now. DM her right now.
Time's in Japan.
It's morning
it's
right
morning
now.
Over there right now.
I'm like,
day.
Good morning, beautiful.
Oh, there you go.
I don't know about that, dude.
It's the afternoon right now.
I'm telling you this
right now. Tell me what to say.
Ask her, make rib for breakfast?
Make
rib for breakfast?
Dude.
My mouth, wash.
Hey, tell her 2 for 6.
She responded to a picture of the ribs from earlier.
Oh shit!
I forgot. She said, "I'll definitely dead when I have one of them."
God, what does that mean?
I will definitely personally. I would definitely dead.
Yeah, yeah.
I experienced that rib.
You know, the last time I had your ribs, or whatever, I was dead too.
And she's active. She's active right now.
She's active.
Give me something to say.
You send her something.
That's not broken English. That's language. That'd be language.
What'd I tell her?
You tell her, you send her a photo of Chris and say, how about that McRib?
This rib. What do you think?
He's good for your
would
pleasure.
Would you like both? Two for six? Jeff, what are you over there doing
just
right
something
now?
Something simple.
Something simple like what?
Just something simple like. Leave it open so she can like.
Yeah.
Let her talk.
Yo, you gotta fulfill her dreams though.
Hey. Yeah, I'm about to say.
Ooh,
dude.
Hey, very original. Hi.
Hi. Did you see my rib?
that would be pretty good actually.
Damn, that's smooth.
Right. Hey, did you see my rib?
Hi, did you
what?
See my
rib? Yeah. Jeff's been picking up moves lately, so of course he had a good line.
And then when she responds, then you say, I make rib for you.
Tell her I've already made rib for you. As he responds, how are you liking that Rib Rest 21 over there?
I said, hi, did you see my rib?
Very good.
How did you see my rib? Well, I see definitely a rib right now.
Yeah. Did she respond?
Not yet. I sent it a second ago.
I feel like everyone has their phone out right now, and they're probably all DMing somebody that they have no fucking business DMing.
There's one person I'd love to DM right now.
I know.
Oh, yeah. Hell, fuck. Yeah.
No, God.
Jeff. You got the in. You got the in there.
I'm not going to say the name, but I El Jefe over here has the key to the castle.
Fly.
Oh, man,
fly
he's
this,
been doing that all day, though.
He's going to put that key in, spit on it,
put
it back in,
like,
and lock that door.
You know his line was, too, like, you ever fuck the producer? He's like,
I
I'll be your producer.
You want to produce
line.
This dick?
He's like, yeah. He's like, I'll produce you all day.
I always
day.
Start with the line like, did you see my movie last week?
And dude,
I was at my premiere and, I'm sorry. Let me bring it back.
What if someone told you if you said that line? Oh, God, no.
I was like, oh.
Like, oh, like, no.
That sucks, dude. It sucks.
So, like, what would you tell her? Like, would you be like, you should be like, well, fuck you then. At least you ain't got no movie.
No, I wouldn't. No. I wouldn't really say
that. Dusty ass bitch.
Yeah, exactly. Fucking bump your ass up. It's like,
I would have been like, oh, that sucks.
People, his handle is called Adrian Asian. Angry Asian, and he's gonna say, oh, that sucks. You need to change that to Calm Cool Collective.
Ooh. Calm Cool Oriental.
Calm Cool Caucasian.
Calm Cool Caucasian. That's it.
Doing your thing, whatever.
Listeners, you heard that. Give us a laugh.
I mean, since you've been doing your thing, you know, you've been kind of. You've been like calm.
What's
cool.
The thing?
But his thing, you know, his thing he's been doing lately. You know, he's been doing his thing. He's been all calm. Cool, collective, drinking shit he doesn't really drink, whatever stuff. It's kind of like a whole totally different Jeff, I gotta say.
Like the sour fucking milk face.
Not the same Jeff from January, that's for sure, whatever. Where that Jeff, you can see in his face, like, I don't want to be fucking bothered, please don't talk to me, whatever stuff. Now this Jeff is like, man, I want to go to gatherings and meet people, you know?
Gatherings?
I'd like to go to gatherings.
I want
to
go to
I heard gatherings.
Gatherings.
I want to drink peated scotch.
I want to go to San Diego. I want to meet, like, people with watches and stuff.
Ooh.
I can see that. Yeah. What kind of brand of watches are you looking for?
Watch?
I don't know. We had like a Rolex or something.
Okay. Yeah.
You gonna throw it on a bottle?
I mean, I would put on my best plaid shirt.
Okay. Find your best friend. Find your best friend.
Okay.
Take a photo.
Photo, you know.
Yeah. Where would you do this at? Like what's the occasion event? What would it be? Would it be like a restaurant?
Like
Italian
a
food?
Never event.
Oh, okay.
Italian food? I would never.
Never, huh? Okay. Never say never.
Yeah, you mean you share it.
Yeah, I mean, he did say never to Pete, and he was all up in that Pete.
But McAllen has no Pete.
Wow, he also even turned on us too.
I have to tell you though, the double oak is still not that good.
Okay.
It never was good. What do you mean, still not that good? It never was good.
Yeah.
Man, so you and I only had, like, the first time we met, we did a whole video of fuck McAllen.
Yeah.
Now you're over talking about, like, I gotta tell you, with his pinky finger out, man, that McAllen right there.
So,
God, cleans my soul out right there. You know, I'm sorry.
I got a text from George. He wants to confirm the line with you. He said, you know what? I wish that I was your iPhone because then I'd travel the world with you.
Yes.
Question, any emojis?
<that's>
I think he really wants to get this,
that's a,
this line
like,
down.
That
he
is a good
really
question.
Wants to
let me see.
Line
yeah.
Right here.
Yeah.
Like, he's
really
wants to
master
line.
I think he just wants to see if he has success with it.
He's got balls.
Shit, I'll say that line right now if we go out.
Hopscotch?
We'll go out. If we went out right now and you guys found us, like, go say that line, or whatever, I'd be like, get it on camera then.
Problem is, we have better shit here.
I know.
We wasn't going to drink. We was going from to see me at Mass. Okay. Yeah.
Have
and trust me. Trust me, we seen the drinking over here. And it's, we don't need to see anymore.
we are. Wait,
what was it? What did he say?
You know what I wish? That I was your iPhone. Because then.
That makes too much sense already.
I travel the world with you.
Let me find it.
What if she tells him. I've only lived in Orange County for.
You know what I always wish? I could be your iPhone. Because I'll be able to travel in the world with you.
In the world?
In the world, damn.
You know what I always wish? Make sure he says always.
You know what I always wish? Is I wish I could be your iPhone so I can travel out of the world with you.
Damn.
Yeah.
Did she respond?
She hasn't, dude.
Wow.
Maybe
she doesn't want your McRib anymore.
Cold feet.
She hasn't read it yet either, though. I just said, hi, did you see my rib?
Does your McRib have little onions on it too, whatever, and two pickles?
Yeah.
Nice. Okay, I can fuck with that then, whatever.
All right, let's do a reintroduction. This is the last drop with the Whiskey Godfather.
Okay, yeah, because we went off like on a tangent.
So this is the last drop with the Whiskey Godfather, and we are with at, what is your Instagram
name? Nathan Tirada.
T-E-R-A-D-S. This motherfucker can spell his fucking name. Holy shit, dude.
Can we spell that, sir?
Nathan. N-A-T-H-A-N-T-E-R-A-D-S.
Jesus Christ. And then, what is yours?
California Bourbon.
California Bourbon, and this is the Whiskey Walker.
Damn.
I am Angry Asian Guy, and this is a hoe.
Phenomenal 01. And you know what that rhymes with? Phenomenal 01. That's right, yeah. Phenomenal 01. Because I'm that hoe.
I'm that hoe.
Yeah, that's right. I'm that hoe, whatever stuff. Okay? Either way, though, it's fine, though. So, like we said earlier, the first time we ever got together, one of the few other times we got together, twice this year probably, it was back in January, and we were missing another guy because I always tend to be the scapegoat of the occasion. Cali B would always be there.
I'm always there.
He's always there. It was probably either me, Nathan, or Henry that were never there out of the three.
Yeah.
Jeff occasionally, whatever. But Henry missed the last one.
Yeah.
And he missed all the shenanigans that went down with that, and Jeff and his, like, you know, flirtatious ways and stuff like that.
He's got girls staying with
him
every week.
For the record, everyone, I didn't sleep with Kristen again.
Damn!
My boy, name dropping!
On the fucking
My boy, name dropping!
For the record.
I didn't get to do a build-up on it yet. I'm like, what the hell? Like,
Christina, I'm going to ask you to come back on that and confirm.
I'm
going to
drop that shit, dude.
Christina, I'm going to need you.
I was about to build that up and you just ruined my whole bit right there. Because
you knew you were going
to
fucking
Christina, I'm just going to confirm or deny.
Right there.
Well, nope. It's not like she was the only one. I mean, you were getting around. You were like Tupac. I get around. You know, I mean, shit.
You gotta drink if you've never slept with Christina Kim.
Yes.
Drink right now.
Oh, bullshit.
Oh, fuck. Everybody had a drink. I don't see what's wrong. Jeff, like, damn, Jeff doubling down.
Jeff chugging that shit.
I don't know about that, Jeff. I've been seeing your game lately this year, Jeff, and I mean, it's pretty tight, I gotta say. Boy, it's super tight, man.
Jeff is putting in work.
I'm like a Buddhist monk.
He's putting in work, dude.
Like, hard work. Right? He doesn't need those lines that girl was trying to get on you, whatever stuff. He's like, bitch, she wants the McRib. I am the McRib, okay? Yeah. That's you right there.
She's like,
Jeff.
You make my mouth wash. He's like, sleep on my couch.
Jeff's like, bitch, I'm the dish soap, dishwasher, and some bar soap, okay? He's like, I'm all that and above, whatever. And a bag of soaps, okay?
I'm
going to text Chris Mark. I wish your iPhone.
Tell her that.
So I can be in you.
Ooh, oh, wait, can you be in you?
In you.
That's weird, dude. Never mind.
See,
sorry, guys.
Wait, I got one. Right, I got one now. I wish I could be your iPhone so you can hear me in your ear.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
That works, actually.
Yeah.
How is that?
Yeah.
Well, you can be like.
It's sexual and non-sexual in a way. If you catch my drift.
Well, just text her and be like, hey, do you like good sex? And she's like, no. I'm like, cool, let's hang out.
I could see that. Yeah, you could do that, Jeff. Yeah.
No.
But Jeff is like.
No, dude.
No. He like he just whipped.
Ooh.
He whips that nigga. It's just swinging it or whatever.
This is Jeff's game.
Yeah.
This is Jeff's game, okay? Let me break it down to you. It's connect with them.
Yep.
Remotely. Right? On Instagram.
Tell them I make movies.
Oh, look at my followers. Hollywood, I produce, right?
I produce.
Step two. You know what? Oh, you want to come out to Cali? Yeah, I got a spot. You know, it's just local.
Yep.
By the freeways, blah, 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 blah. Whatever, right? I'll be a gentleman. I sleep on the couch. Right? Step three. Straight penetration. That's it. Step four is lie about it. But we'll go about it later.
You meant my mouthwash.
Step five, act like it never happened.
Yeah, exactly. Deny at all costs.
Step six, she's just a friend.
Yeah.
Oh, dude.
She's got a husband.
Yeah.
I think step four is double pin.
She's dating someone.
Yeah, double
right?
pin.
Yeah.
DP is step four.
That's the angry Asian way.
Yeah.
Why is Chris standing up right now? What's going on?
I was
going
to pee. This was too good.
Just leave the door open so we can hear you piss. I'm sure the ladies out there would be like, ooh, is that Callie B right there? Yeah.
That's coming from his cock.
Oh, shit. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I got a new prostate, so it's just steady flow.
Steady flow.
Man, you can't have a McRib without french fries. Okay, shit. Come on
now. No UTIs for that guy.
Oh, my God.
There's no topic for this podcast.
Yeah.
You know that.
No. Oh, literally just pulled my laptop out and just because the five of us was in the room and just said,
for the first time ever, so thank God.
Yeah, not only did we have a little whiskey tasting, we talked shit, we ate some bomb ass food courtesy of Nathan and his hospitality.
And his robes.
Then we went whiskey hunting. Tell them about all the bottles you guys brought back. Please, share it.
We found the cheapest bottle of Old Fitz ever. Yeah. What's this dude?
It was so cheap. That when he rang it up, it was cheaper.
This dude, it has a fucking Bluetooth earpiece, which who does that anymore, right? When he goes, hey bro, this is the cheapest bottle possible. I got good deal. You never find one cheaper.
$2.99,
right? He's
guaranteed.
And he says that. Guaranteed. Online $500. He scans it.
He's so full of shit.
$2.49. And he goes, oh yeah, $2.49, cheapest possible. You're just saying it's the cheapest possible, but
the expression on his face when he's off that, I almost feel like
I was like, no, this is
I was embarrassed for him.
And he's just like, I'm walking out.
I almost feel like
you already walked out of the door, so he's like, yo, I'm out of here.
I almost feel like he saw it and he was like, did they see
it? Yeah. He was like, if I still acknowledge it, maybe they won't.
Yeah.
But Chris had already pointed, and he's like, oh shit, it's only $2.49. And then he went to the other machine, he was like, oh, look at that.
And I was like, oh, cheaper than the cheapest? No way.
Yeah, dude, he didn't have any response.
Yeah.
Did he say anything?
No, he was like,
And then you bought, you got the M10 for a good deal, right?
What happened?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You paid
the best deal.
Like, the cheapest deal possible.
In California, $300.
Like,
yeah,
$249. $300
plus
tax. $300 plus tax.
Machine beat.
I think you
best deal.
Best
only,
deal.
Only the best
bro,
deals.
Bro. Okay, bro.
Bro.
No, he's not Armenian.
Okay, bro. Hey, boss. Hey, boss. Hey, bro.
Hey, buddy.
But everybody's listening. The worst part about this whole thing was as we walked out the door, we get into a fucking Tesla.
Yeah.
You know, the guy's looking at us like, look at these assholes. Fucking, how are you me?
The door's a fucking suicide door. And I'm looking at like, we shouldn't have bought
it.
Dan,
if it was too
store.
Expensive for us, it's too expensive for
you. You can't afford it. Trust me.
Well, I think that shit was at the top shelf. He was like, when Chris had asked the price on it, he was like, ah, brother, come on, buddy.
Yeah, he was like, how much is the Michter's 10? Right.
I should have kept him up there.
Just to look, full price, just to know. He's like, I mean,
yeah, that's how I'm going to make
the
my
price I might buy it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
If it's $500, I'm not going
to
buy it.
Just want to know the price?
Yeah, if it's $5, I'll buy it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I want to know the fucking price.
Well, the bad part about it was when Chris asked about the BTAC or whatever, and he was like, them eyes got big.
Yeah, no.
He tried to play it off, though. Like, he's like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, and he grabbed a bottle of Buffalo Trace.
He's like, God, and he looked at you, too, like a salesman, too. He was just like,
you
what
like?
You want? Yeah, you yeah. like? Yeah, you buy now, right? You buy, yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah. And so that was one of the stores. Then we went to the best store I've ever been to. I mean, I saw Nika from the Barrel there, 320. I was like,
ooh.
Wow.
Oh,
that was good.
I didn't see that.
GTS was 550, right? 550?
It was
Parker's Barrel Finish. $3.99
I saw
$3.99
So maybe this episode is about hunting.
Yeah.
It's about a little bit of everything.
Yes.
This, I love how Jeff believes that this episode has to have a topic.
He's just dying for it to have a subject.
I'm trying to...
Let's put
a category. I'll just be like, OG Whiskey Group shit talk on everybody.
That's what it all is. But because you know what? He knows names are getting dropped right now. He's like freaking out.
See,
he's like, wait a minute, hold on.
This is the thing. For me, I don't post anything about whiskey. I don't post anything. I haven't posted in a while. So my hands are clean. So I can drop names like, fuck this guy, fuck this person.
Hey, Pontius Pilate, calm the fuck down.
and I'm good.
I'm going to ram bullshit.
So I'm like, cool. But then again, these guys are involved, so I'm not going to...
No, shit,
you got stories on us too.
Don't hold back on my account.
He'll edit, but it's fine.
I won't. I'll timestamp it and I'll just look at it and go like, around that time. You know what, if I edit that out, it won't make any sense if the dialogue smashed together. So I'll just be like, I'll keep that in then. So please share this information.
We'll keep it down for now.
Oh, we'll do a part two then. We'll come back to
part two.
Yeah, I'll wait till you're fucked up. We got
to
get you
back.
It's
the Long Beach Marathon tomorrow. I might have to... Do you have to fuck with parking in Long Beach tonight?
No.
You don't have parking?
I do. No, dude.
Yeah, there's no parking by his
It's all parallel here. Parking in Belmont Shore.
Belmont Shore doesn't have parking, dude.
Oh, shit.
Oh, damn!
Yeah.
Got it, Berman.
I was going to move down there by whatever.
So far tonight, I've said my neighborhood, and then I'm never home.
And my social security number.
Yeah.
So we're
and
good.
Now you can see every bottle I have.
Yeah, Booker's dying.
Shut up.
So whoever's listening, go onto my account, Angry Asian Guy, I'm going to drop a dot.
Fuck you. And be like, Jamaica, the fight. And then you're like, wait, that's not him.
That's not
Jamaica. Holy shit. You're going to see like three other heads pop up.
Oh, my bad. I thought you were
going to see
Jamaica.
Like a watch shining in. Or whatever
we're
talking about.
Yeah.
I got you.
With my Rolex.
Yeah.
You're gonna wake up in the middle of the night. You're gonna see some dude putting Rolexes on the bottle.
Like, I wasn't taking them. I was just taking photos of them. I swear.
Oh, like some Mad Max shit with the hands on top of sticks. Whatever. So it was gonna be just Rolex or whatever. Empty bottles. We're gonna be like,
fuck.
Yeah. Let's call this a short episode. Let's cut it right now.
Yeah.
And not a short episode. But we've been going for about an hour now.
All right. Let's end this with a bugger.
So let's wrap it up.
Make sure I have the right whistle pig. Oh yeah.
Let's do the outro.
Outro.
How do you do that? This is my first podcast.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you guys
got to
right.
Well, people, that was this end of this episode here. We just talked a lot of bullshit here. You know, angry Asian guy, Jeff. He's not so angry these days, whatever, because, you know, he's getting it in.
Calm, cool, Caucasian.
Asian guy over here, whatever, you know. Nathan, everybody wants his McRib.
That's right. You make my mouth wash.
Yeah.
Cali B, California bourbon over here. His place is always open for you. Our good friend over here, the Whiskey Walker himself, he'll receive DMs that are not for him.
No.
Everyone has a title and gimmick here. I see. All right. And me, blackout on the dance floor. But either way, though, so it's not that important per se, though. I had a good time with you guys. It's been fun.
Likewise.
Thank
a lot
you.
Of drinking, a lot of eating.
Thanks for having us.
No, it wasn't me. It was
at your house.
Thanks for having us.
Not physically.
Yeah. Okay.
Vocally.
Yeah.
It's good seeing you again, somewhat of you. always pleasure seeing you. I see you enough as it is now, whatever. You still don't let me in. It'd be cold outside sometimes, too, by your place, whatever.
Hey,
it's always a pleasure seeing
the
big rib himself, whatever, you know? Yeah. I think I might stop and get me a piece now.
Wash your mouth.
Hey, man. I'm looking at my bars of soap differently now. I gotta tell you. Every time I look at a bar of soap, I'd be like, Nathan?
Hello.
But as I always like to say on this show here... Yeah, I was looking at the last shot.
Almost a full blend there.
Yeah, so I might need to. I thought everyone still had something in there.
Did
whatever.
You
I'm going to
finish all our shit.
Yeah, I finished quite a few blends.
Yeah.
I mean, tiny ass pour, but.
Well, as I always say on this, when I wrap things up, where livers will never be the same, glasses will never be dry, and I like to cheers to that, gentlemen.
Cheers.
So
yes, cheers.
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 To the next one, OGs.